It's not easy being green, having to spend each day the color of the leaves.
I'm Jennifer DeShield, WRPR News. Ramapo's new favorite color is green due to all of the environmental projects the college has taken on. The new Sharp Sustainability Education Center, which is slated to open in fall 2009, will be on the cutting edge of green living. The building will have energy-efficient lighting, geothermic heating, water-saving toilets, and even a waterless urinal. Dr. Emma C. Rainforth, the director of the Sustainability Center, hopes that this building will be the blueprint for others on how to live green.
The Sustainability Center is a building that has been designed to be extremely energy-efficient and is constructed with state-of-the-art materials. So it'll actually be a sort of demonstration center for how you can build green.
President Peter Mercer is also making an effort to help the college become more eco-friendly. In 2008, he formed the President's Climate Commitment Task Force in an effort to help the college become carbon neutral. Despite these new green endeavors, some Ramapo staff and students still believe that student involvement is the most eco-friendly tool the college has. Members of One Step, a green student organization, echo this sentiment.
As far as campus sustainability, besides a lot of the student activism, we've seen a huge spike in, which is really, really great for the campus. I think a lot of specific things we could do are things the task force is currently working on.
I think that the most important thing is really participation by all the students on campus.
Professor Michael Edelstein, a professor of environmental studies at the college, believes that change can happen by simply being aware.
I think the thing that we're doing here in my office right now is what I want to see happen to get Ramapo be more green, which is that we've got we've got seven students in here, crowded in here, and we're really talking about the whole question of how we create events in the future to really activate both the most engaged students, but then to spread that engagement to the rest of the student body.
For more information on current and future green endeavors at the college, visit www.ramapo.edu/ramapogreen. For WRPR News, this is Jennifer DeShield saying it is easy being green.